The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
What the Brooklyn Nets did to the LA Clippers last night in the fourth quarter was a complete lockdown. They played defense. But let me remind you, one game ago, they blew a five-point lead in the last 10 seconds to the Wizards. Is one game enough for this panel to flip-flop on the Nets? And I'm looking at you, Eichel. Let's go.
Hater, you're a hater. Bringing up the wall.
No, I mean, I'm just saying, there may be some
heat in
Beverly. We'll get to that in a second. Super Bowl preview to the preview to the preview. Last week I tried to talk about the quarterbacks. And I had an around the horn mutiny on the bounty situation, to use a reference no one will get. But no panelists could circumnavigate their heads around talking about the quarterbacks. So today, this is what you guys get. The Kansas City offensive line down four starters with Eric Fisher going down late in the conference championship. The Buccaneers front seven, fifth in the lead in sacks, and probably even better than that. So I'm looking for one panelist here. One, tell me, this game, this Super Bowl will come down to the line. Bill Plaschke, could it be you?
You have found that panelist, Tony. Yeah, the biggest weapon in the Super Bowl is Patrick Mahomes, and he's being protected by a scattershot, tattered line. I don't know how that's going to work. They have, on this line, they have two undrafted free agents, they have two seventh-round picks, and they have one guy who was signed in midseason. They have guys switching positions, guys going all over the place, against Shaq Barrett and JPP, both rank in the top five in pass rush win rate. I don't know what that statistic means, but it sounds pretty awesome. So, yes, this is going to be a big factor for Mahomes, a huge factor.
Panel, where do we come down on Plaschke citing statistics he has no idea what they mean? Ah, maybe you're losing a few points. Emily Kaplan, is it the line for you? This game comes down to the offensive line versus defensive line or something else?
Yeah, for me, it's the Chiefs defense versus Tom Brady. Tom Brady's been around for so long, we know what beats him. It's when he gets pressure and when he's disrupted in his rhythm. And what we've seen from the Chiefs the first time they played him, they blitzed him more than 45% of the time. And what happened? Tom Brady threw two interceptions, three touchdowns, and lost the game. Now, there's one person that I trust who can take that game plan and adapt it, and it's Steve Spagnuolo, the defensive coordinator. He, of course, engineered the greatest Super Bowl upset of all time against Tom Brady, the game that Tom Brady says was one of my least favorite football memories ever. And Spagnuolo is 3-2 in his career against Tom Brady. That's the matchup I'm here for.
Kevin Blagistone, what is the matchup that will decide this Super Bowl?
Well, you started it out. This is a chicken versus the egg. Which came first, right? So which comes first, a great quarterback or a great offensive line? The fact of the matter is that the Kansas City team has gotten this far having shuffled that offensive line around all season long because Patrick Mahomes is that good. So to me, the question is, what can the defense, as Emily just referenced, the Tampa defense do? Their defense do to Patrick Mahomes? Can they ruffle him? Can they get to him? Can we see him get sacked as often as they've done throughout these playoffs? So to me, it's going to come down to the pass rush of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to decide
that
this
has
game.
Been a recipe we've seen in Super Bowls. You got a great offense and a very, very dangerous defense. And you've seen the Giants beat Brady twice with that recipe. You've seen the Seahawks demolish the Denver Broncos with that recipe. Frank Isola, I turn to you. What is the matchup that's going to win this Super Bowl?
Billy. You're talking about the offensive line. Patrick Mahomes leads the league in completions on the run. He finds a way to get it done. He's tied because for the most touchdowns on the run, throwing the ball. So the offensive line will not be the issue. Well, stop. He's pressured all the time. Kevin is 100% right. This is about the defensive unit of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Devin White, Shaq Barrett, JPP, can they provide pressure? Because as we know, Kansas City is a four-down team. These guys go for it on four downs all the time. You have to find a way to stop them, which right now is one of the hardest thing to do in sports.
Billy. Plaschke, back in. Frank was going after you.
Aaron Rodgers was pretty mobile. Aaron Rodgers was pretty mobile, too. And what did the Bucs defense do against him against the tattered Green Bay offensive line,
run.
Frank?
He should have run
this
on third down.
This is a danger zone. This is a danger zone.
Anyone thinks that this is going to decide the game, Plaschke versus Isola? I like this matchup here because this is what we saw last night in the NBA. Let's go right there. Nets Clippers. Actual defense played by Brooklyn in the fourth quarter. Could it be actual defense? Frank, your number one takeaway from last night.
Well, what it shows you, and you mentioned it, Tony, if they're going to play a little bit of defense, they're so difficult to stop. You know, the big three of the Nets, Harden, Durant, Kyrie, they're averaging 80 points a game. That's the most by any trio since the merger. We know Wilt and two other guys. Wilt is the answer to every question about scoring. But this is a little bit different. And late in that game, they just have so many weapons. Kevin Durant did not break a sweat, and he was 11 for 13. And Kevin Durant is okay. Kyrie, you want to go up and score 39 points? James Harden, you want to have a triple-double? That's fine. I'm here to win. That is as dangerous of a team as you're going to find in the NBA if they defend, and they did last night.
Kevin Blackstone, the one takeaway from...
Oh, I want in.
Oh, Plaschke, hold on a second. Kevin Blackstone, the one takeaway from Lake Clippers Nets last night.
Well, we know the Nets can do this. We know that they can score a gazillion points. The question is whether or not they can stop anybody. And you know the playoffs are different than the regular season. Can you do that in a series? And I'm going to tell you no. The one thing that differentiates this team from other champions is they don't have anybody who you would circle as an all-NBA defensive type of player. You know, LeBron has been that for years. You look back to the big three with Boston, and they had KG doing that. Dwayne Wade down with the Heat. Kawhi Leonard, obviously, with Toronto, Clay and Draymond with the Warriors. Who is going to be that guy who's going to sacrifice and be the defensive player? Durant has been close over the years, but he still hasn't elevated to that point. So I still don't know and still do not trust their ability to play defense when it really matters.
Plaschke, hold on a second. Emily Kaplan now, please, on Nets Clippers.
I want in.
Yeah, I love that Plaschke paused right now. No, Plaschke, it's good. I'm going to make your point for you.
Oh!
The game here is all of how effective they have been in the fourth quarter shutting down teams. Like, we're not going to worry about their defense. It's not going to get better. Steve Nash is not the guy that's going to help them defensively. He's not exactly known for his defense. And this is a team that doesn't have much practice days. In the last 25 years, no player in the NBA has averaged more than 8 points and 50% shooting in the fourth quarter. This year, there are three players averaging that. They're the Nets big three.
Wow.
That's huge, and that's so scary for other teams.
All right, is everybody done here? I guess there's nothing more to say about this.
Go ahead, Bill.
First, okay, it took Frank all of five games to start kissing up to the
Nets. I'm here for this. There you go, Billy.
Okay, here we go. Two words for you, Frank. Two words. Patrick Beverley. He didn't play last night. The Clippers are 9 points better defensively when he's on the court. He'd be in Kyrie's face. Those 9 points would have decided last night's game. Patrick Beverley didn't play. Lou Williams is in a shooting slump. He's going to find his rhythm. Kawhi Leonard has never played better. 30 points. He had his third 30-point game with no turnovers. That's the most in the NBA history. The Clippers are going to be there in the end.
So you saw this as a result where you walked away thinking more about the Clippers than the Nets?
Yeah, absolutely. They went into Brooklyn, and without Patrick Beverley, they took the Nets to the
Frank,
last second.
Floor is yours.
The Nets are disorganized at the end.
Hey, Patrick Beverley is a terrific defensive player. But, Bill, in the bubble last year against Denver, Jamal Murray was tearing it up. So he had his chance last year. They're going to be there at the end. The problem with the Clippers is they're never there at the end. They've never made it to a conference final. And Bill is telling you right now, they'll be there at the end.
Bill, when you heard Paul George last night, maybe you would call complaining. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but just saying, I need more than one free throw. How do you respond to that?
Yeah, I think he needs to man up and start getting to the basket more and be more active. It's his problem. I'm a little sick of hearing Paul George make excuses. I think everybody in L.A. Clipperland is a little sick of that. That needs to change. I'll give Frank that. That needs to change.
All right. We'll move on. The other result from the NBA last night, I want to get your take on. Fred VanVleet, 54 points on 23 shots. It was one of the most efficient games in that regard in NBA history. It's the Raptors franchise record. It's the undrafted player NBA record. Easy, he called it. KB, your takeaway from Van Vliet's 54.
One of the best stories in the NBA in a long time. You talk about not being drafted. My man Nick Nurse had to talk Dwayne Casey into keeping Van Vliet on that roster his rookie year because he fit in so well with what they were running for a second unit in the preseason. And you know what? Dwayne Casey listened. They kept him on there, and now he's not just coming off the bench. The guy is a fire starter in this league, and he's carrying that team right now. Plays defense as well.
A fire starter starter. So he's not just a fire starter. He's starting
stick.
The fire starter. That starts the fire. I'm here with you, KB.
Right.
Isola, put some ice in this fire.
All right. This is why we like covering sports and why we love watching sports, because Fred VanVleet was undersized, undrafted, undervalued. What has he done? G League championship with Toronto, NBA championship with Toronto. Now he holds the single game scoring record for the Toronto Raptors, and he's got his big contract. This guy, as Kevin said, you talk about a great story. This is the kind of guy you want in a foxhole. The dude is a fighter. He got his big money. He continues to fight. The pride of Rockford, Illinois. What a terrific story.
Bill Plaschke.
Yeah, you kind of spoke fast past it, Frank. He was a G League champion. Think about that. A G League star scoring this many points. Also, I love the fact that he had 3 steals and 3 blocks. One of only the 5 players to do that in the last 47 years to have that many points and 3 steals and 3 blocks. He does everything. And they weren't guarding him at all because, again, nobody takes him. They don't take him seriously, and he makes them pay.
Emily Kaplan.
That's the story of his career.
You know, I had some fancy stat that I was going to present about how ESPN's make probability said he's only supposed to be about 53% of field goal efficiency. He was actually 98%, like Plaschke in the top. I don't really get it. But what I do understand is things were easy for him. And what I loved watching after the game was his teammates mob him in the locker room with champagne. His former teammate, DeMar Rosen, FaceTiming him. He's such a great guy to root for. And I just want to say this about the Raptors. Let's not count them out. They could be a scary team at the 7 or 8 seed in the East.
Right, rough start. But what's happened? And you know, with the expanded playoffs, hey, it's going to be fun at the end of the season. So, highest scoring game for an undrafted player. It was previously Moses Malone, who was undrafted, going to the ABA. We know what Moses was. He's not really an undrafted player. So, on the list of all-time greatest undrafted players, where is Van Vliet right now? It's a good list.
Right below me.
Ben Wallace. I think he's a Hall of Famer. He's got to be at the top of this. John Starks had a couple big point games. Let's give some love to Starks.
Oh, don't get Frank.
I got heart like John Starks. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Frank's also kissed up to John Starks.
Whoa!
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
The Baylor Bears mowing down everybody. They haven't played a game inside 8 points this season. Beat Texas at Texas last night to get to 17-0. There have been 2 constants this season in college basketball. Gonzaga and Baylor. They were supposed to play 2 months ago, and unfortunately that game was postponed. But right now, buy or sell Baylor as the best team in the country. Bill Plaschke, first to you.
Oh, I'm buying this. They have the great defense. They have 8 players who can play. They are 6-0 against quadrant run opponents. I don't know where quad one is, what that is, but it sounds like a different
stat. What are you doing?
They're 3-0 against top 10 teams. Baylor's the best team right now.
A lot of what you just said is also applies to Gonzaga. What you can say is they're a very well-run, student-managed team. Bill Plaschke, you told us during the commercial break you were a Baylor student manager your freshman year there before you transferred out. That was news I never heard before. Emily Kaplan, how about you?
Well, Plaschke and I are going to have a math lesson after this. But yes, they are the best team, only top five team right now in offensive efficiency and defense efficiency. They have run out of opponents in the Big 12, but let's not put them in the Sharpie in the tournament just yet. Remember that Louisville is the last number one overall seed to actually win the tournament.
Kevin Blackstone.
That was 2013. I was still in college.
The Big 12. Emily, quiet. I'm talking to you. Big 12 is the best team in the conference. And not only that, Baylor is the best team in the conference. And not only that, they have the best player in the country on the best team in the conference, in the best conference in the country. And that's Jared Butler. Awesome.
All right. That was like watching like Venn diagrams spool out. And Frank Isola, how about you?
And Davion Mitchell's not too bad either. 22 last night.
Great last
night. Did Bill say he transferred or he got kicked out? He didn't really clarify that. Baylor is the best two-way team in the
Ran
country,
out of
and
money.
I'm hoping that they do go undefeated because I want to see Bill compare them to Indiana's team, which went undefeated. We almost got it with Kentucky, you know, with the Karl Anthony Towns team before they lost in the semifinal. I'm hoping Baylor goes
Mitchell
undefeated.
And Butler, though. Mitchell had 27 last night. But their resume, very similar to Gonzaga, and we just didn't get that matchup in December. Might get it in March or April. We'll move on. Buy or sell two, Sean Payton making the rounds during Super Bowl week, and he's speaking glowingly of a quarterback. Which quarterback is he speaking glowingly of? Not Taysom Hill, not Drew Brees. It's Jameis Winston. Said he'd like the Saints to re-sign him sooner than later, and he's one of the guys they want to have a big interest in. Emily, buy or sell New Orleans with Jameis Winston as the starter in 2021.
I'm buying. I think this is a model that a lot of teams want to replicate. Jameis Winston was awesome in college, struggled his first few years afterwards, gets a post-grad internship under Drew Brees, and now he's ready to go.
KB?
I'm buying it. First of all, there are a bunch of teams around the league that still are looking for some sort of quarterback, and Jameis Winston's on a list. And that's why Sean Payton has him there. He brought him in because he thought he could rectify his career and make him a winning quarterback in this league.
Isola.
Have Bill tell you the story about Jim Plunkett, about quarterbacks getting a second chance. His last full season, 33 touchdowns, 30 interceptions. But guess what? Sean Payton thinks he's a quarterback whisperer. And remember, he's got Jameis starting, Taysom Hill, who could bring in situations. I think it's a smart move.
Winston is a free agent. Buy or sell Winston signing with the Saints, Plaschke.
I'm selling this. He's thrown 12 passes for Sean Payton. He's coming off, and he left the Bucs, and the Bucs win a Super Bowl with a new quarterback. I mean, he's, you know, I just don't think
Practice
we've seen enough of him to make that decision on him. I think he'll now get him in as a backup, and maybe he's trying to butter him up to get him in as a backup. I don't see him.
I bring up that he's a free agent.
Yeah, he hasn't done enough.
Because it's more than half the league that may be looking for quarterbacks this offseason. One team reportedly won't be. Atlanta Falcons. Matt Ryan, Julio Jones reportedly going to be back for the Falcons next year. Tom Pelissero, NFL Network. Buy or sell, KB?
I'm buying it. I mean, still got a lot of money tied up in Matt Ryan, as we well know. And Jones, you know, banged up a little bit coming back to play. Keep those two together, see what can happen.
Matt Ryan for, what would it be, year 15, Frank Isola, buy or sell?
You know what? I think they could win with him. If he had never taken that sack against the Patriots, he would have won a Super Bowl. I think it's a smart thing to do. They have other issues they need to worry about.
Plaschke?
It's the only thing they can do, Frank. It's $67 million in dead cap money if they get rid of both those guys. They're in salary cap hell right now. It's good news for Falcons fans, and it's bad news for Falcons fans because they're mediocre, and they're going to keep being mediocre until they get a better defense. You can't get a better defense without more cap money.
Emily Kaplan.
Yeah, you know, I think there's something to be said about a new GM, new coach being able to start with a new quarterback and star player. But as everyone mentioned, like, you can't have that dead cap money. And if you have an offensive-minded coach, you're putting him in a good position to succeed. If you got Ryan, Ridley, and Jones to start with, that's not bad. A lot of teams would take that.
A new phrase for Banning, there's something to be said. Emily Kaplan, I believe, yes, officially on the ban list. If there's something to be said, just say it, Kaplan. Still not enough to knock you out. Bill Plaschke, Kevin Blackstone. Hey, that was a pretty good show for his scoring average there. Isola Kaplan. Showdown, 2 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
No cannon blasts at the Super Bowl. NFL doesn't want Buccaneers touchdowns to get any different treatment than Kansas City touchdowns. Emily Kaplan, Frank Isola, welcome to Showdown. Is it really a home Super Bowl if you don't get to use your cannon, Emily?
Shiver me timbers. Anyone who doesn't want to hear that big bang in the old galley is an old salt. That said, it might thunder anyway, so it could be moot.
Isola?
Jason Gay from the Wall Street Journal had a great line. He said, real Buccaneers don't ask for permission. Shoot the cannon off for both teams. What's the big deal? It's there. You might as well use the darn thing, right?
Real Buccaneers wouldn't ask for permission. I do like that. I'll give you the point and you give it to Jason Gay next time you've seen him. Moot or mute? What did you say there, Emily? Mute. We'll move on. Showdown 2, $5,000 worth of Zdeno Chara hockey sticks accidentally delivered to a man in New Jersey instead of Zdeno Chara. What do you do with 5,000 worth of Chara twigs, Frank?
I once walked, asked for permission to be in the Bruins locker room because I wanted to see just how tall that hockey stick is because he's 6'8". If they're delivered to my house because I'm such an honest and swell guy, I'm going to return them knowing that he'll probably give me one anyway. That's what I'm doing.
Hockey players call stick twigs. These are literally branches. That's how big they are. There's no use for them. You can't play with it if you're not 6'9". You have no storage room for it. Just get rid of it.
How much larger is Chara's stick than maybe the average player? Is it like an extra 4 inches, 6 inches on the back end of that? It's
incredible. A couple more than that, yeah.
It's a point for Kaplan, but it's not enough. Frank Isola takes the FaceTime. 30 seconds, Frank.
Wow, it's about time for crying out loud. By the way, Luka Doncic is a terrific player. He's going to have a great career. But please, everyone in the media, this is for us in the media, please stop calling him an MVP candidate. His team has lost 6 straight games. They are 5 games under 500, and he doesn't elevate his teammates. He doesn't take good shots. And you know what we used to call Dominique Wilkins the human highlight film? Luka is the human complaint department. He spends most of the game complaining to his teammates, the refs, coaches.
Boy.
He will get a lot better. Boy. But right this moment, he is not.
Mute.
So Frank, say it. LeBron is.
Someone else
say it. LeBron is the MVP
complaint department.
Candidate.
Whoa. Well, this is like get off my lawn segment of Frank's lawn is what your FaceTime is. That's what
I love him. He's not an MVP.
Well, say LeBron is the MVP
National
candidate.
Girls and women in sports day. Allow me to mute all the men on this show right now. And myself, Emily Kaplan, please, your thoughts.
I just wanted to give a shout out to some of the women on this show. I'm talking about Jackie Mack, Ramona, Mina, Sarah, Jamel, and Kate before them. They have helped me recondition the belief that there's only a finite number of space for women on the top. Women are conditioned to believe that. That's what sports is. We've been told that our whole life. These women show that you can be teammates, thrive together, and lift each other. That's where sports is going.
And that's the last word, you see? And she didn't kick anybody off the lawn, Frank.
In some way.
Tomorrow.